How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is
Uncensored.
For nearly 8 years.
8 years.
And nearing 400 episodes.
400 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional Wrestling's podcast
of record.
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 And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
The Dudley Boys are a menace to society.
Hold on.
They are a menace to culture. They are a menace to the tag team championships, and most importantly, they are a menace to furniture across the world.
Now, that is exactly why we have this table.
Toes up in bubble wrap.
This table
in bubble wrap
is a very special table.
Bin bubble wrap.
My friends, this table
bin bubble wrap
is the last table here.
Bin bubble wrap.
And that means that the New Day will do absolutely everything in our power to protect it from those dirty table poachers, the Dudley Boys.
I am the type who is liable to snipe you.
You're a lying sack of crap and you know it.
Whoa.
They should worry more about the trombone, really. However, that is not the reason that we are here tonight at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and at our table tonight, we have hopefully remaining intact table tonight. First, we'll begin with our man who enjoyed that promo and Weird Al Yankovic, Jim Williams.
I see a crack in the table. By the way, that trombone, is it just me or, how else can I say it? Didn't Xavier's trombone look a little rusty to anybody else? I mean, could have spit shine that dog. Come on now.
I'm still
spit
waiting for some.
Spit shine it. Spit shine it.
That already tells me how this show is going to go. Next, a person who would, if he had a trombone, would play it muted on our show, Chris Waters.
Nah, I won't go there. Yeah, I'll try to be the clean one of the group right here.
I'm trying to keep it clean, but this whole show, no matter how goofy we are right now, is not going to stay a happy, shiny show because it's full of bad news, Beeman.
Yes, indeed it is. This is going to be probably my best show ever because, ladies and gentlemen, we've got bad news all round. And just going with what Jim Williams said earlier, like, instead of spit shine it, really, realistically, what Xavier Woods was thinking at the time was, wool, not sale. Wool, not sale. Sorry.
I love it.
So, yeah, this week has been very bad for wrestling. Then again, the televised stuff was still good, and you were going to come downhill anyway from after all that awesomeness in Brooklyn. That's why Jason's not here.
Well, Nikki, it's like they say, with every positive reaction, there's always an equal and opposite negative reaction. So we've had an awesome week of just wrestling awesomeness. And now, of course, we come to the out-of-wrestling personal bullshit drop.
Welcome to the Bologna Fudge and Mustard week.
Seriously.
After Summerfest.
We've, you know, I'm just gonna start at the top with the cold case that has been reopened and another WWE legend bites the dust.
This is going to hurt a lot for some people.
Definitely.
For some people, I have a really bad feeling that a certain daughter of said person, her career might be a bit shot too, just by association.
She might be working hurt right now, so this might be a good time to disappear. Unfortunately, she's in a great angle. But yes, they apparently new evidence has been surfaced, and Jimmy Superfly Snuka was arrested for this apocryphal murder that happened all the way back in 1982. Murder does not have a statute of limitations, so I get that. Mm-hmm. But third degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. The guy is 70 years old.
Exactly.
What purpose?
No offense to Jimmy, but in the prison system, even out of the prison system, I'll be surprised if he's still here for another 10 years.
I'll see your 10 and raise your 1.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's going to be able to last long enough to make it to the trial, and even if he does, I've heard he has stomach cancer right now.
Yeah, he's bad off health wise. Thing.
I was unaware of the stomach cancer situation, so I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Hey, I didn't. This is the first I've heard of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw somebody mention it on the thread on the fan boards about that he had the stomach cancer. So I don't even know if he's going to be alive.
That's about as good a news source as, you know, Eva Marie winning the NXT Championship this past Thursday. Sorry, but it's just...
Don't curse things!
Shame on you, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but guess what? That's unfortunately some more bad news that I'll be telling later on down the line.
even the cats are protesting. Stop that.
No, I wish I was joking right now, but it has been reported, so I'll be talking about that later on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, at this point, like I said, Snuka's in his 70s. He is dealing with cancer. Isn't that karmic enough?
Apparently not for WWE, because they've done what they did with Hogan with him with the Hall of Fame and removed him from at least the NXT intro.
Okay. Well, the only problem is, you know, they couldn't erase him completely. He's still in the card game. Anyway.
It's harder with apps.
Granted, but between the upgrades and Supercard, they managed to wipe Hogan out really good. There are no Hogan cards in 2.0.
And the Hulk Hogan reclamation project is in full force right now.
Yes, I understand that Mr. Hogan is on an apology tour.
Translation, he can get more money.
Yes, pay me money and I'll apologize to anybody, brother.
Yeah, pretty much. And at one point, I think I read he thought about killing himself. And you know, not to be a smark, but there are enough people, given what he has... I won't even go there. I'll tell you this. I think it might have... I don't know if it was Bret Hart or another of the... It was a Hall of Famer of some sort who said, yeah, we dropped the N-bomb like it's nobody's business backstage. And I'm like, okay, just because you're saying it kind of in a vague sense doesn't mean it's any more or less right. You know, first of all, the word should never be used. That's just my personal opinion by anybody, even if you use it for a brotherly connotation. Mm. But second of all, why would you even admit to that? Why would you even fess up on that? You're setting yourself up for what Hogan's going through is what you're setting yourself up for.
Mm.
It's let's move on because I don't want to get stalled on this.
Yeah, I mean we've like I said, we've got lots of bad news to sort through.
Like what else?
Oh, let's get our mandatory TNA talk out of the way because this guy that keeps signing multi-year deals with TNA despite the fact that they're going to be off TV in 3 weeks just got rung up for domestic violence.
And now he's signed up for a multi-year deal with his local correctional facility, most likely.
Yeah.
May their big boss man take the club and stick it where it won't shine.
So that kind of puts TNA in a further bind since they had the Dudleys briefly in their taped pile, and now they're over smashing tables in the New Day.
And in bubble wrap.
I am loving every second of this, by the way.
Well, now, wasn't this the person who actually was related to Charlotte in some way?
No, this is the same man that was legally married to Charlotte.
Oh.
And apparently still is. But apparently they've been separated since late 2012.
And soon Mr. Brom, or Kenneth Cameron, or whatever the hell his real name is, I don't know, will be having a new love interest in Bubba, the 300-pound prison guy who makes you drop the soap.
Big Bubber!
There's gonna be some hardcore matches in that shower, I'm telling you. Anyways.
No, not hardcore.
Nothing I want to see.
Some hard times matches, if you will.
Yes.
Nothing I want to see. Definitely nothing I want to see.
Imagine if Dusty was alive today, though. He'd be soaking this up, man. He'd be like, you hit a woman and you're gonna go to jail now, sucker. That's hard time.
No, Dusty right now would give TNA the Cornette treatment. F this promotion.
Oh, very much so.
Let's see, I don't know if this is bad news or not, but we had a release from WWE, but...
Oh, God. Okay. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen... I'm going to do this. Screw it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I have some bad news. Yes, the same woman that was involved in Seth Rollins' tiny penis scandal, Sarah, his current girlfriend, was released by WWE due to the fact that she hailed Hitler. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she was a Nazi, which Seth Rollins did not comment on because he leaves his bedroom antics behind closed doors from now on. Although he did say, "Hail Zara." Thank you.
I don't know all the details. All I know is that there was Nazi symbolism involved. WWE is a publicly traded company, and out the door she went. Now, if this was deliberate, I was going to offer Room 101.
Yeah, like I said before the show, if she is an actual Nazi fanatic, then by all means, put her in Room 101, because I ain't nobody got time for that. But if it was just like some stupid thing, like a Hulk Hogan mistake, if you will, for where she's just been like, oh yeah, I think this is in all innocent to say, but like in my personal life, but she fails to remember that she is a WWE superstar 24/7, at least according to Mark Carano.
But it's true.
It is true, actually.
Yeah.
If you're in the public spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, you are that person 24/7. You no longer have a personal life.
Exactly.
Which is why I prefer to be infamous. So I noticed, though, this doesn't seem to be affecting Rollins. I mean, he should be punished. So they're going to make him work twice at Night of Champions against Sting and John Cena.
Hackies.
Well, if Cena does any of the moves that he does in the house show, he might be punished for something.
No. Oh. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you whose fault that was. Cena and Kevin Owens were trying to do something.
They were trying to do that infamous sunset flip that they did that we all went, holy crap, with last time. Mm-hmm. But apparently the mechanics were off and it looked like a big stumbling mess. All you see is like Cena going for it and then coming back up and then going through Owen's legs, and then Owen's sitting on his face. It was like, wow.
In other words, John Cena, you are not Rey Mysterio. Stop trying to be.
I don't think the company wants him to be Rey. They want him to have two good knees. So he can carry the company. Hi, kids!
No, that's what his back is for.
Oh, yes, true.
And you can show movies on his back. Anyway, words
Nikki
come out
Knox,
of...
She has.
Anyway.
But no, but at least he didn't get
okay.
injured. At least he didn't get injured via that damned springboard stunner of his.
If that springboard stunner doesn't injure him, nothing will.
Yeah. He is Superman.
We're just waiting for that one moment where the middle rope snaps. touch wood, that never happens to you, John. Because here's the thing. I saw so many negative comments on this, like, oh, yeah, I hope Cena's out with a neck injury or something. It's like, really? Look, I understand people don't like Cena because he's the company guy, and everyone knows it, and everyone thinks he kisses Vince's ass and yada, yada, yada. But fact is, John Cena is a good wrestler. Like, he might not be the most technical guy in the friggin' world. He might not be Bret Hart or Chris Benoit or Kurt Angle, but he can still wrestle.
Oh, absolutely.
He still does things that surprise you. Like, I'm sorry, when he first did the springboard stunner, I'm like, who the fuck is that? Is that John Cena, or have we got his cousin Juan in? Like, what the hell?
That great luchador from AAA.
Yeah. But bottom line is, Cena's a great talent, and look, whether you guys think he's doing it for publicity reasons or whatever, outside of the ring, he is a great ambassador for Make-A-Wish and does a whole lot of other stuff that I personally think he's a great guy. And do I think he's Hall of Fame worthy? Yeah, possibly.
Absolutely.
No question.
Do I think he's the most technical bloke in the world? No.
Doesn't have to be.
But am I going to piss on his career for it? Hell no.
No, but I still giggle when people post gifts from the second one night stand when they start throwing shit back at him.
Oh,
he
God.
Wins, we riot.
Oh yeah,
I was there. They were serious.
That was funny as hell. And the other thing that's going around, like, this is how much people hate John Cena or love John Cena, I don't know. But we also got, like, multiple videos going around of where, like, you see little snippets of innocent things, and then it's like, what's your name? It's John Cena! It's like...
That sounds worse than the RKO vines.
it really is, though, because, like, I saw one recently where it was, Oh, what was it? It was a Disney animation. yeah, that's right. It was a Disney animation. One of the princesses was asking the princess what your name was, and she goes, "My name is," and he's like, "Oh, that's right. It was Pocahontas. Thank you." John Smith was asking Pocahontas what her name was, and she goes, "My name is Pocahontas." And he says, "Sorry, what was that?" And then it cuts out to John Cena. I was like, oh, Jesus. Major Dufosity there, but I loved it.
I got one that a Nikki might appreciate.
Okay.
They did it with in the Cell Saga of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God, here we go.
And it was Goku was giving up the match right there with Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And he said somebody else has to fight for him, and his name is John Cena.
Da, 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 da. And just because. now I have this image of him pulling up in the car that he tuned up in Slam City to the Budokai ring that they had out in the middle of nowhere, doing his full freaking entrance.
Greasy Lou will never be the same.
And Vegeta would still have that baffled look on his face. They wouldn't have to change it. Anyway.
And then he tosses the shirt at Mr. Satan.
And he sells it.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Wrong geek.
Yes.
Right.
Sales going for a Kamehameha, and John Cena's like, "You can't see me." It's like, oh, Jesus.
Except when Cell does it, he will disappear. And then fight and just dance around and beat him up while he's invisible. I kind of like that idea. Anyway, hi.
Hold on, we got to get things back into the sink. Okay, for you, just for you, Jim, Pony. Okay, now...
You know what?
No. Allow me.
I think we're getting off topic here.
Thank you, Miss Applejack.
Okay, so...
Objects.
Well, let's go back to that wonderful, goofy intro and some more with the tag team division, because it... With the Dudleys back... New Day being absolute doofuses, stealing C.J. Parker's gimmick of being protectors of furniture instead of just being protectors of Mother Earth. I can't help but laugh when they get going.
So you're trying to tell me, hey, you want some New Day?
No. But I'll tell you what, table poaching sounds like a college prank.
All we are saying is give tables a chance.
Booty. Booty. So how does booty and the trombone work in all this?
Don't know, don't care. I'm all for it.
If Big E never does a booty pop again, I'll be the happiest man on God's green earth. That was traumatizing. That was the most traumatizing thing ever. I think.
No. Him shaking with the straps down at SummerSlam like he's a call girl on the streets of Barclay Center. That was pretty traumatizing in and of itself.
Hey. If he wants to do a tribute to Eddie Guerrero, that's his business. But
oh my. No. I mean.
Hey. Actually, Eddie'd laugh.
Ole!
No, because he was there. That's the because he's because you said you were, he was doing the boot the chest shake. I'm like, well, Eddie Guerrero used to do that all the time. What's the problem?
Look at it. Look at it, Michael. Keep looking straight into the eyes. Look right in there.
And laugh. Anyway.
Well, Natalia's sister was looking at those. Anyways, never mind. Moving on.
Oh my.
Hello. Who?
I'll look at it.
Where do I go from that?
I know. Where's the next bad news segment? What's up?
Oh, it ain't far away. That train's never late, people.
Well, let's see. What other kind of bad news have I got? We talked about the Nazi chick. We talked about Braum. We talked about Snuka.
Was that?
And I think that was all of our bad news. So I'm glad we got through it that quickly.
Yay.
Yay! Now some good news. The NXT Tag Team Title Tag Dusty Tournament is pretty fun right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can we discuss it with or without spoilers?
It's up to you. You're the host of the show.
Then talk away, because I am a horrible person who does not watch NXT regularly.
Okay, I'm not going to give away all the spoilers here, but
just do the matches that have been done. Like,
okay, well, the matches that have been done so far, we've had the team of Baron Corbin and Rhino defeating the Ascension. No big deal there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no big deal there. They're getting a push on SmackDown, apparently. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that, because I want to talk about that. I'm amused. Go on.
And the other match that has happened thus far on the shows was... The very fun Team Angle / World Greatest Tag Team-esque, you know, in their own unique way, team of Jason Jordan and Chad Gable.
Mm-hmm. Or Chad Ready Willing and Gable, as he likes to call himself. Mm-hmm. With a towel with his name on it, that it at both the Brooklyn NXT thing that happened before TakeOver and on this show, he sets the towel so it's facing the camera, so the name is always present. And it stays perfectly in place somehow.
Branding, but, people. Branding, anyway. Yeah.
They beat the team, sorry to say this, Nikki, but they beat the team of Neville and Solomon Crow.
I'd watch it anyway. Neville and Solomon Crow?
Yes.
Why is this not... Why, I need this on my television.
But those are just the two matches that have happened, that have been aired anyway. They have a couple more teams that are coming up. One is a very indie-rific team in its own way. Finn Balor and Samoa Joe are going to be teaming up together.
Oh, okay, boy.
The internet just exploded.
Don't remember who they're facing, but...
They'll be facing Lucha, Lucha.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good Lord. Do you want to bring the entire internet down?
All right. And let me look. And I'm going to be doing some research here because I got to see who these guys are facing. But there was a segment on NXT this week. Regal was talking to some new hires.
Did he besmirch any of them?
No.
Did he call any of them filthy toe rags?
No, because before he could, Mr. Tyler Breeze decided to come in into the mix.
Uh-oh.
And he wanted to be part of the Dusty Rhodes Invitational Tournament to make up for losing to Jushin Thunder Liger. Regal was upset that he was interrupting the talk that he had with the two guys. I'm still looking up who their names are. I think one of them is, his last name is, I'm not sure how to exactly pronounce
it. I've got it here in front of me. Their names were Johnny Gargano and Tomasi Ciampi.
Thank you.
Gargano's out of my neck of the woods.
Well, there you go. He's going to be on NXT next Wednesday.
Awesome.
But and they will be those two will be facing the team of Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey.
That pairing, I realize it's random pairing is random, but my God, the vignettes with those two would be hilarious.
Yeah, they need to keep them together for a little bit, no matter what the result of the tournament is.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've got the remaining matches that are going to be coming up shortly, or within the coming weeks. That one that Chris has just said. We also have the I don't know. I'm just going to call them the Broskis because I don't know their actual name. The Hype Bros. Thank you. Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder will be facing Noah Kikoa and Alexander Wolf. And I do apologize. I don't know who you guys are. My apologies. And then we'll have Team Soft with Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy versus Angelo Dawkins and Sawyer Fulton.
Okay.
Soft.
And Soft?
I heard there might be in the tournament a Vaudevillains Blake and Murphy rematch.
I'd be okay with that. And for the record, I put the comment out there that I want the Vaudevillians on my TV yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be on your WWE 2K16 game. So
yes.
Yay.
No, let me find it again. Where did I put it? I actually got a seal of approval from one of them for posting that.
Oh.
I'm looking. One moment, please.
Please stand by.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna...
Okay. Okay. You. No. Tagged Gotch and Aiden saying, I was rewatching NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. I repeat, I want the Vaudevillians on my TV yesterday. Simon Gotch approved.
Yay!
Who says people power doesn't work? Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a segue. That was the other bad news.
Oh, yes.
That was the other bad news. What the hell is this with the Bellas marrying all the way into the WWE? Now their mother's involved.
Talk about being all in trying to keep the record. My gosh.
Oh, Jesus.
John Cena, Brees dating Brian, and now their mother's dating John Laurinaitis?
Hey, it's people power at its finest. And quite frankly, she's more well-endowed than Nikki is.
No, actually, I'm just to the point that I'm just going to sit back and think about it.
Oh, what fun is there in making sense?
There's no sense in it whatsoever. All you get to know is she gets to see Big Johnny 24/7. And me too. Oh, wow. People power.
So was there first...
I mean, people power.
So was their first date going skateboarding and tossing frisbees at each other?
Hey, she could be a very dynamic dude, Ed, I'll tell you.
Somewhere Shane Douglas just smashed a television set.
I was just watching the OSW review guys where they did a couple of Brucey bonuses about SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver, and Matthew, God bless him, references Shane Douglas in the only way he knows how. Belly-to-belly suplex for a win in a match? F you. He turns into Shane Douglas and says, F you, Ric Flair. Just you've got to watch it. OSW review for the win.
Watch it. Watch this. I'm going to completely piss people off here, and I'm just gonna make the internet blow up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a whole big conspiracy, okay? This is so Nikki Bella gets over 100%. She's gone to John Laurinaitis, said, marry my mother. And he said, what's in it for me? It's like, well, you get people power, Johnny. And she's like, yes. And then next thing you know, John Laurinaitis marries her mother. She becomes the longest reigning Divas champion. And so John Cena can get his 16th world heavyweight title. He also marries Nikki Bella because John Laurinaitis blackmails him with it. Thank you and good night.
There you go.
If you don't marry my daughter...
Oh my God, don't say that too loud.
You don't marry my daughter, then I'm sorry, you're not going to be Sweet 16. You'll be 86th.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're 69 in her.
Wow. Okay, moving on. Definitely moving on.
Yeah, moving on before we get kicked off the air.
Keats, go ahead.
What's a whole new definition of Ace Crusher?
Okay. Oh, gee. Moving on!
I'm going to give you points for that.
Okay, where the hell is Seth Rollins' statue, and why does Sting want it?
Because it's pretty.
Oh, God. Did anyone else hear the roof blow off that place as soon as Sting was unveiled? I know I did.
Well Jason Block was there, so he can vouch.
Oh, yeah. And Sting talked about it, and poor Seth just isn't getting it through his head. Where's my damn statue? It still exists.
It does still exist. I would like to see it come out with some Sting black and white face paint. But
yay.
But I do have to agree with some people. I'm not sure I was a fan of Sting's promo this week.
Oh, you mean the Hunter Appreciation Minute?
Pretty much, yeah. I get it. Like, they want to, like, start turning the wheels for this Seth Rollins Triple H feud that's going to happen at Hell in a Cell. But I don't know. I didn't really like it. Like, I liked the track he was going on, but as soon as he entered, like, Butt Kissville for Paul, I was like, nah, sorry.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that, yeah.
So, I mean, we're going in the right direction, and poor Seth is going to have to pull double duty. And when Cena and Sting were standing at the top of the stage, I heard half the internet going, Cena's going to turn on Sting!
See, that's the catch 22, though. You put Sting and Cena in a tag match. Sting's partners always turn on him, but John Cena never turns heel. What happens?
Sting turns on Cena. It's the anti-vigilante thing, all right? This is like, bang.
No. It just ends in a spoiler.
Oh, God. I know, but I am in 100% agreeance with everyone on the internet. This is the one time I will say I agree with Marx, okay? The only time.
They're very smart, you know.
Yes, they are. sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But yeah, no, Sting, Sting definitely needs to at least win the title this one time. Get, like, watch, if he wins the match at Night of Champions, the roof will go off the place.
Oh, absolutely. And this, you know, so a couple people have come back and said, well, you didn't say that about Lesnar. Now, this is a whole nother situation. Yes, Sting is a part-timer, but Sting is a legend. Sting has been doing this longer than most of the fans have been on the planet.
Yeah, Plus, Sting has done his penance by being in TNA for the past few years, so I think he's earned a reward after that. Come on,
seriously.
I'm sorry, but I can't see them putting the belt on him. I can't see it. Well, not yet, anyway.
They have to make up for Paul fucking pinning him. Like, I'm sorry, but that was just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It was bullshit.
Plus,
wait. There's a proper. I gotta do.
Yes, there is.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, where is it? Where did I do with it?
Got Van Ginkle?
No, here it is.
This is bullshit!
Yeah. But it really was, though.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said last week, I can see it happening, like I said, because it would be perfect timing because of that Madison Square Garden show. Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you ever wanted to sell out a Madison Square Garden, have Sting as your WWE champion doing an appreciation night for him.
Yeah. And
that would be his first tour of duty at MSG, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. Have him go in as the champion, plus you have the Lesnar match, which, sadly, it's against Big Show, but you can't win them all.
Well, then the password is squash.
Yeah, and show needs a little squashing.
And Ken Maggle.
But, and this could be Lesnar's payback for Survivor Series 02.
Ooh.
Okay. Blanking.
That's where your Uncle Paul decided to turn on Mr. Lesnar and give Big Show the title.
Ah, yes.
In Madison Square Garden, no less.
Yes, Survivor Series 2003? Two.
Okay.
Always get those things mixed up.
No, I remember that now. And I remember being a little irritated myself. Anyway, but that is neither here nor there. The card otherwise is shaping up nicely. I will say that. Like I said, we've already talked about Rollins doing double duty.
Which surprises me. I thought for sure they'd have something like Sting cost Rollins the title before the show, but whatever.
I'm okay with this. We have Charlotte as the number one contender thanks to Beat the Clock, which was very underwhelming for me on Monday.
Yeah, that left a bitter taste in my mouth. You're talking about Divas Revolution, and people were... I honestly think... The result of the Beat the Clock challenge was an overreaction to what happened in Brooklyn the week before. People may not want to see these divas for a long period of time. Okay, let's beat the clock. Give them three matches. They'll be lightning quick, and everybody will be happy. No.
No.
Yeah,
There was plenty of time in there that they could have done a whole lot more.
If you want to see a longer Divas match, watch WWE Main Event this week. There was a tag match with Sasha and Naomi against Paige and Becky. So,
and they couldn't put this on Raw last week because?
Because Paige and money. Becky were already in matches.
No, I mean just have that as the match, you see.
Because Total Divas.
Indeed. Well, it could have been, hey, remember, it could always be worse.
I'm Eva Marie and I love wrestling.
Oh, God.
But we need her to stay like that. Kappa Emmy will never run out of material.
No, Kappa Emmy's already preparing for, you know, training mode activated.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's where my Australian side comes out, and this is where I get pissed. Okay? Yes, I don't give a rat's ass if Eva Marie has like training to be a great diva or whatever. She's still slow as shit. I think even John Cena's faster than her.
My father's faster than her, and he's been dead for 4.5 years.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, don't go there.
Oh, just yeah. did. Bought the t-shirt and all.
But the fact that she beat Billie Kay, who is a great women's wrestler over here in Australia, it ticked me off. I was like, okay, I understand Eva Marie's part of your little Total Divas show and everything else, but come on, man.
She pretty much bent over and let her have it, is what you're saying.
Pretty much. I was like, but at least Billie made it look like she, Eva Marie, can actually wrestle. That's all.
Takes two to tango. Yes.
Yes, it does. But
although I will laugh if in 3 years people start saying Eva Marie is the next coming of Trish Stratus in the ring, but I doubt it. But it'd be funny.
Oh, but Nikki, as you were about to say about that entrance, oh my god, did Ric Flair call up anyone and call gimmick infringement? Holy shit!
What does intrigue me about this is that Charlotte is trying to get the match before Night of Champions.
Yes, please, for the love of all that is holy.
This is the only thing that is saving the storyline right now. Charlotte is going to try to take on Nikki and get the belt off of her before she breaks AJ's record. And personally, if they are listening to the fans, they better do it.
And then she can do a Shane Douglas moment, throw down the Divas title, and bring back the women's title.
Yay! Yes.
No, she can have her Medusa moment. I want the pretty princess belt in the trash.
but butterflies.
Pony.
Pony.
Now I'm just thinking, would they bring, now that they have the belt back, would they make a new mold of the women's title that Medusa had?
I don't know. Because I don't think they're going to use the design that they had in late 90s, early 2000s.
Which, no offense to that belt, but it was too plain for me.
So, I pick on the NXT women's belt because it looks like it should light up. It really does. Those don't look like gems. They look like LEDs.
Well, and it looks like it's a completely unfinished belt. They have the studs on the first row coming out of the center, but not the second.
John Cena looked at that title and said, wow, I wonder what they did with my United States Championship. It looks like they melted it down to the NXT Women's title. God damn.
So, I would love to see a new belt because that Divas, the Divas title, first of all, the fact that it's a Diva title.
Well, that means Eva Marie should have it permanently.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm in this politically correct 21st century where I call a lot of bullshit on a lot of people being sensitive about things like that, the Divas belt is a sexist piece of pink crap.
No argument.
It really is, though. We're talking about like a generation of women, right? Where they're being categorized based on their friggin' looks and everything else. I mean, Jesus Christ, this is how bad it is, right? We had the shitty seat, like the tough, we had Tough Enough, that's just been and gone. We had Miz. I don't care whether he was healing it up or whatever the hell he was doing, but he still saved a woman, and the only reason he saved her and he went live on record saying it was because she is hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not because she had charisma, not because of she has potential, but she's hot.
No, she has potential. Potential to be like Nikki and getting bigger knockers.
Is the longest dirty word in the wrestling language. The only potential that he wanted was after the show.
Ow, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Nikki Bell is another one that I will defend because
she's improved, no question.
She's copping flack due to the fact she's dating Superboy. That's it.
Ooh, Superboy, that's
harsh. Funny. That's
funny. Yeah. No. Lex Luger is Superboy, as Nikki can tell you.
Oh, for the love of you, narcissist.
Yeah, but
I gotta fuck you.
Chris,
I got a feeling in that picture up.
So,
there,
sorry,
right?
that was my first F bomb of the night. But seriously, Chris, fuck you.
Well placed.
But no, she's just copying a lot of flack because she's dating Cena. Unfortunately, it's like when Triple H copped flack because he was marrying Stephanie McMahon. Nikki's just the Triple H in the scenario. She's copping flack, even though she's improving in the ring, and she's gotten so much better. I mean, seriously, go back to early 2000s, Nikki. She sucked. She was like on Eva Marie level sucked. She was a valet, for God's sakes. She wasn't even a wrestler. But now she's actually improved, and she's a great Divas champion. I'm not going to lie. Do I think she deserves to be the longest running one?
Ew. Personally, no.
But, well, I'm, like I said, I'm on the fence about it, because it's like, oh, she's improved a lot, and she does, and she's a great heel. There's no denying that.
No, I, you know, all for it.
But is she a heel? Again, it's the revolving face. I mean, yeah, she's a heel, but she's not, if that makes any sense.
Like, it's, well, she's not slamming people's heads into, like, steel chairs or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
She's still a bitch.
And a lover, a child, and a... Well, she's not a mother. Yet.
Ooh.
Sinner and a saint, though.
Yes.
No.
But,
Meredith Brooks appreciates the little paycheck, by the way. Yeah,
but I honestly think she needs to stop getting so much flack due to the fact she's dating Superboy, a.k.a. Cena.
Powdered toast, man! Call him what he is!
Oh, he'd probably take that as a compliment.
The original Powerpuff Girl. Anyways, I'm just...
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm... Damn it. Beeman, now I'm just remembering this picture somebody edited of Cena having him in all pink gear with the Divas title.
And lipstick.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
I know that.
Yes.
I know the picture. Okay, so let's move around on the Night of Champions card. A rumor and a picture have leaked because they posted for the Night of Champions with Shield 2.0 versus Wyatt Family and that thing.
Yes.
Eugene, I think, is the best joke I've heard about it.
Oh God! There's so many things going around about it. Like that thing with Baron Corbin. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. He fits like the Shield 2.0 friggin' Monica thing, but what the hell?
What little I've seen of Corbin in NXT, he doesn't get paid by the hour. I mean, and he's another one of those guys that's supposed to be this big badass evil heel, but when he looks, you know, he looks emo. It doesn't do it. I don't get it.
They should have simple plans. How could this happen to me? As his theme,
and then, he should walk out to that with the spotlights and all.
Or I tried so hard and got so far.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
So yeah, the rumor mill is grinding away, and the one picture that I have floating around is the one of Corbin. I looked it up on the official WWE website, and Vacant is the current candidate.
The rumors that are going around are bloody nuts. I mean, we've had people speculating that Masked Kane will return. Kane is actually predicted to be returning this Monday on Raw. Who else have we had?
I heard Big Show.
Yeah, Big Show, please God, no. Just
that revolving face heel door that he gets stuck in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just redoing the Perfect Strangers intro, that's all.
And then
in true WWE fashion... We're going to have the white sheep versus the black sheep, apparently.
Why got to be a sheep thing?
Well, no, it's going to be... That's partially negated because it's my understanding Rowan's not supposed to be back until after Survivor Series.
Yes, but we have seen people return very sooner. Early from injuries.
Oh, I know. So it's possible... Hi, kids! Damn it! Pittsburgh. Damn it. Damn it. We're in Pittsburgh. Anyway, if you
Pittsburgh,
don't listen to the
Pittsburgh,
show,
it's all the same.
If you don't listen to the show, you do not get this joke. Anyway,
and then the main one, which me and Jim were joking about earlier, was apparently Roman's going to have to make a phone call to Hollywood and be like, "Hey, Dwayne, you remember the Royal Rumble where you completely screwed me over and
whoa,
I got
whoa, 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 whoa! You run your mouth, I screwed you over! You run your mouth, you know your role, you shut your hole, Michael Cole! The Rock didn't screw you over! The millions!
And millions!
Of the Rock's fans! Would never screw you over, except in Philadelphia, because it's batshit crazy town." No, I mean, that would be... that would be... No. No.
No.
You know, you're on your own, jabroni. The Rock doesn't know who you are. Hell, Dwayne doesn't know who you are. Ooh. But,
it doesn't matter who you are! Click.
Exactly. But one less ovary to pop.
So
Oh yeah. You can take that ovary, shine it up real nice, turn that sumbitch sideways.
Let's stick it straight in my anyway.
Yeah. Stop right there.
How are we still on the air?
You're a single man, I mean, you know.
So
I'm just waiting for Vince McMahon to come on the air and be like, I've just bought the NAWC.
I just bought North American Wrestling Connection. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Oh, God, that's too bad.
You're all fired!
I hope you kept the receipt, anyway.
And then we find out...
I didn't get a check.
And then we find out Shane actually signed the contract, not you being...
Yay.
Oh, yeah, Shane McMahon saves us, bails us out, and I still get replaced by Rich Brennan, so there you go. It's all good. I forget a T-bone for a Luthez. You know, it's all good.
I thought you'd get replaced by Scott Hudson if Shane McMahon bought it.
Get it right. It's not Scott Hudson. It's Scott Stanford. By the way, belated birthday wishes to our boy Scott Stanford. His birthday was at the end of August. I didn't know that until today. So, what up, bro?
Well, it seems that Chris Waters just had a Lillian Garcia moment, so at least we know who he'll be replaced by.
Oh! Shots fired.
No, we can't. But then we'd have to fire Jason because of the restraining order, remember?
That's true. So you're more of a Tony Chimmel, so you'd be saying, woman.
That's not nice.
Hey, slim down.
It wouldn't matter because we all know that Jason would just get replaced by another puppy-loving Lillian Garcia lover, which is either Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Jerry the King Lawler. Thank you very much.
No, it can't be King because she's older.
I've never known
Jerry to turn away puppies, but anyways.
Yes. Older, I should say. Anything
old,
over...
Old,
like,
dog, old dogs? No. So...
Not hating on you, Lillian. You look wonderful. Just, you know.
Oh, good seeing you in Minneapolis, dear. Anyway,
indeed.
The other storyline that is going on is the continuing comic book Merry Misadventures of Stardust and Neville.
Yay.
And Stardust has found the perfect cohorts.
Oh, brother.
At least they're giving the Ascension something to do and try to salvage them. Since commentary wasn't doing them any favors.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did JBL bury them at every beck and call?
It disappoints me because I really, you know, I'm a fan, I've been a fan of Connor for a long time. I liked him in NXT.
Good old Mr. Rat Boy, right?
I'm sorry, if he slims down, he's still going to look like a rat. He does look like
I think it's adamant. I honestly think there is bad blood between JBL and the Ascension because you could tell with that promo that he did on them saying that they have no respect that he actually really meant it. He was like, oh, shit. He actually believes they don't have any respect for like past tag teams here. What the hell? John.
Hey, they're only doing what they're told.
Yeah, it's like, John, the writers did this, man. Calm down.
Yeah, seriously, calm the F down. So, but it's kind of interesting. So what does Neville do for backup?
Well, before we answer that question, I did put a picture in the chat of the three of them together.
Yes.
Well, we're going to see, I'll tell you what we're going to see, right? This is exactly how it's going to play out. Ladies and gentlemen, at Night of Champions, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Because we're going to see Stardust and his new teammates, the Ascension, versus Neville and Batman and Robin. Let's go. Let's do this.
George Clooney wasn't available. Come on.
No, we got Adam
Wilmer
West.
Is. He's got nothing better to do.
Hey. We got Ben Affleck that's not doing jack shit. So he's good to go. And then you could always go and get Chris O'Donnell from his little NCIS show. I'm sure he'll make a guest appearance.
Which one of the 85 NCISs is he on again? I lost track.
Los Angeles.
Oh, well, they're wonderful. Yes.
Anyway.
I thought we were just going to get a Neville teaming up with Adam West and Burt Ward.
Oh, God.
They're both still with us. That's right. Yeah. Although Burt, I don't think he'd be as quick as he once was.
Well.
And
he's
he might
back!
And he might be perpetually distracted anyway.
We'll have Neville with the Legends of Tomorrow with Stephen Amell coming back and making an appearance, and then we'll have the guy that plays the Flash.
Yeah.
It's like, yes. Sorry, I'm giving people ideas here.
Well,
sorry.
What the heck was the name of the show on CW/WB? Get the cast from Smallville out. Let's really go comic book, gang.
Yes.
And their valets, the cast from Birds of Prey, all that one season that they had.
Couldn't be worse. They could bring in Angela Lansbury for Murder. ... She wrote. Hey, she was a comic book hero for the old ladies.
So, anyway, let's try first. Let me see if I can get a serious answer. Who am I kidding? What? This is my show.
Hurricane and Rosie back.
Please.
Oh, yes. I will take even that. I will take that.
Oh, gods. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I know, Hurricane's still out there doing his thing. Rosie's happily retired. And apparently has an awesome restaurant in Pensacola, Florida.
Seriously, though, can you imagine the people that would go off with that, though? It's just like...
You see
Neville getting the absolute crap beaten out of him by the Ascension and Stardust. All of a sudden, you say, stand back! There's a hurricane coming through! It's like,
I would
crap.
Lose my mind. I would utterly... Lose my mind.
Wait, even better. Can we see if a certain mother and school teacher wants to come back and make an appearance of one night only as Mighty Molly?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't think I was going to get you. You're not going to get too many arguments for that one.
Mighty Molly, that ad, never mind.
Yeah. And Super Stacy can stay wherever she is. But
yeah. Oh, I didn't mind her.
Yeah, but she was no Mighty Molly.
No, I will agree with that. But if we need to bring... go ahead.
No, I was like, go ahead, Nikki.
If Stacy's going to come back, she's got to be with the Dudleys anyway.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I miss Stacy Keeble in those camo shorts. Yeah. Anyways.
I miss her in the WCW garb. But anyway.
Yes. Yes, Miss...
Miss Hancock.
Hancock, yes.
That's all right. You just go look up her interview with Vince.
Yes.
Yes. no, but... Oh, crap, I completely forgot what I was going to say now.
She has that effect on men. It's okay.
Yeah, she really does.
She hasn't had a baby yet?
Her freaking neck? Yeah.
Yay.
Just because she has more... her legs are longer than I am tall?
Yay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I thought I'd get something back. No, I'm lost. I'm good.
Well, have Lex Luger. We have Stacy Keibler. We're even.
That's fair. So, but in all seriousness, since the Lucha Dragons seem to be out of the tag team loop right now with the New Day and the Dudleys and the Primetime Players futzing over everything, Neville and the Lucha Dragons.
That could work.
Yeah.
There also is a rumor, I don't know how true this is, that they're thinking about repackaging Los Matadores.
Really?
Yeah.
This should have been done. How long have they been Los Matadores now?
Yeah, well, guess what? We're going to see.
Should have been done a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We're going to see them repackaged, and they're going to come back as the new Hunico and that.
Oh, no.
And Camacho.
Yeah, Hunico and Camacho is coming out.
If they bring back the bicycle, I won't mind. I like the bicycle.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. They could package one of the two as the next Sin Cara, and we'll be doomed to botch like crazy, a la SummerSlam. So
we're gonna see the return of the Hunico and Camacho.
Two Sin Caras again, Maggle.
Actually, there we go. Hey TNA, we're gonna steal your gimmick for a second. There's gonna be LAX 2.0. Oh, the Levanto. It's like, guys.
But if they really wanted to be doofus, give them lacrosse sticks. Think about it, LAX 2.0.
That's wrong.
Lacrosse sticks. Hey, it's a Canadian game, people.
Really is, huh?
So, well, mainly because they've been we knew they weren't going to get very far with the gimmick, and Titus O'Neil still has not gotten his question answered. Where the hell do you get Puerto Rican matadors?
Well, he hasn't had the vignettes to even ask the question anymore, aside from on commentary, which is just controlled chaos.
which is awesome controlled chaos.
Yes.
Let me have those guys on headsets for commentary. Let me have the New Day on headsets.
Oh my goodness, that would be best for business right there.
Xavier Woods, greater than JBL, with or without trombone. I would rather have Xavier Woods in a headset.
I'm surprised he isn't moving over to SmackDown, to be honest. I think they're changing up the analyst role on SmackDown a little bit now as well.
Mm-hmm.
With, oh my goodness.
Well, I've had fun with having one of the Usos on commentary. It's like you have a fan sitting there talking, which is cool.
Right.
Oh,
at least a well-behaved fan.
Oh, whoa. Hang on a second.
Pump the brakes.
Nikki just brought up an interesting point there. Because there's... Nikki, I think your headset's stuffing up a little
bit.
Yeah,
your headset's like popping and sparking and all doing.
Yeah, I thought that was my headset. I was like a bit worried for a second.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but you're... Check your cord there. Make sure you're not, like, stepping on your cord or the cat's not stepping on the cord. And...
No, but there's not in it.
Oh, that's probably it. But, yeah. No, Nikki. No, when Jimmy is supposed to be returning? Or Jay? Whichever one it is?
Yeah. One of them's supposed to be returning in the next month or two, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what if he's returning early?
Now, having the Usos teaming up with Neville, there's something. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be intriguing. I can see that possibly working.
It'd be fun, and they'd actually physically match up better with the Ascension than the Lucha Dragons, because Connor and Victor throw both of them into the cheap seats.
Yeah.
Although with the Lucha Dragons, you do kind of have history.
Yeah, there's some NXT continuity in there.
Yeah, because the Dragons were the ones that took the titles from the Ascension.
And would it be? I think it'd be worth the continuity to bring that up, because they keep bringing. They've brought it up with other NXT call-ups. Although, admittedly, it doesn't do a damn thing for Bo Dallas.
he's still trying to recover from being killed by Brock Lesnar. You know,
that could take years.
Yeah, well, apparently he's brought out a new, more vicious side since he's beating with Lesnar, and he beat the crap out of R-Truth. So I was like,
He beat R-Truth. What does that get you?
It gets you the Alberto Del Rio Wheel of Aggression, ladies and gentlemen.
Richard Bay's Wheel of Torture, greater than Alberto Del Rio's Wheel of Aggression, just saying. Where do they find these people? I'm working on that for a soundbite, by the way.
Okay. That reminds me, speaking of El Patron...
CCC.
PWI 500 is out.
Ooh.
Now, I don't have the whole list in front of me.
And fireworks on Nikki's end over it. There we go. Yes.
Damn it.
It's okay.
I'm not doing anything with the headset, I swear to God.
I know.
But we have our top 10. And feel free to argue with this order, because I will.
Okay.
Number 10, moving up 17 spaces from 2014, Kevin Owens.
Won't argue with that. He has been really good.
And he's been as great in his character, too.
Oh, yeah.
Both on screen and on Twitter recently, going back to that Cena thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was that about? Was he proud of the fact that he thought he injured Cena?
Well, the thing is, Cena did one of his little things about, you know, when you fall down, you get hurt, you get back up. Faith, life will do that to you. And then Owens replied, that wasn't life that did that. That was me that did that.
He gets up again, because you're never going to keep him down.
Anyway, number 9, another guy who has moved up a bit, Alberto El Patron.
Si!
I have not seen Lucha Underground, but I've heard he's doing good stuff there, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's enjoying himself. Number 8, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, Rusev.
Machka.
Jinx.
Despite the goofy high school never end storyline with him and Summer Rae and Ziggler and Lana.
Well, I'll just call it what it is. High School Musical.
We're all in this together.
So end the days of our freaking lives.
It's WWE Equestria Girls. Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh, you have a death wish, Wally. Good thing you don't get paid, because the check's
bounced. You stay out of this, Jim.
Well, okay.
Because, in a sense, Chris is correct.
It's about time you did something right. Now! Ooh, nothing! Don't give me an ooh, I'll tell you an ooh!
Anyway.
Ooh.
So, moving on. Number 7 on the list, Jay Briscoe. Which...
No argument there.
Okay.
That's not the one that went on his racist tirade at ROH, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Or was that Mark Briscoe? I don't know.
Briscoe Brothers.
Anyway. Number 6. Out of nowhere. Oh, sorry. Randy Orton. And I would like to make this comment right now. I saw somebody today with a RKO out of nowhere shirt of Randy Orton RKOing a spaceship.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. I've seen the Avengers trailer with Randy Orton RKOing Iron Man and Hulk, okay? There's nothing going to top that.
You know, and really, he really owes it to that guy in Australia who made the RKO vines and whatnot, because without them, he's not in the top 10, I hate to say.
No, I agree. I agree. Because he's actually dropped, because he was number 2 back in 2014. Well, I could say
indeed.
He's number 2 for a long time, but I'm not gonna be that mean. Number 5, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Hi.
Rainmaker? Is this Rainmaker?
The Rainmaker or King of Strong Style? I'll get them mixed up. So,
regardless, it's just good to see a non WWE, non TNA. In there, even if it might be...
if a TNA guy's in the top 5, there's something really friggin' wrong.
then I might have some bad news for you. Number 4, Roman Reigns, because he hasn't done anything wrong, and the crowd is starting to get behind him.
Right.
I'll agree with that.
Pop.
Yes, there is some bias, but judging from some of the reactions I saw on SmackDown this week when he was coming down the stairs, they're coming around.
Pop.
Can I say something about this whole Roman Reigns at the Rumble thing and everything?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In a way, it kind of reminds me, if he does, I don't know if they will let him do this again, win the Rumble or again, but it almost kind of reminds me of the Shawn Michaels thing back in 95 into 96, where 95 they had him win the Rumble and it was like a test run to get him ready for future main event spot when he faced Diesel, and then 96 he won it and he won the title. So maybe the that's kind of a similar but not exact thing with Roman.
Possibly. It could be.
It's a good theory.
I actually have something to talk about after we get through this list, kind of related to the Rumble this past year, but go ahead.
Okay, so number three. Okay, maybe this doesn't count, Shane, but to me, he's still TNA, and that's AJ Styles.
He's phenomenal.
I don't know. Because AJ hasn't really been TNA for like 8-9 months now.
True.
Well, I know, but that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah, of course. When you think TNA,
second.
AJ because of his TNA work.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not cursing him.
I should say he's NWA and TNA.
So. Ooh, yes. True.
Agreed.
At least until the evil boss somehow finds a way to get him signed, because, you know, he can work miracles.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Well, Triple H might not have to do a goddamn thing, because, you know, AJ's got a couple of good buddies, not just from TNA, but from the independent scene there, like Finn Balor, like Samoa Joe. And if they give him a call and be like, hey man, you got to come join NXT. NXT is where it's at. I can guarantee you right now, AJ's going to just go to Jim and say, you know what, Jim, I'm out of here. See ya.
Yeah. And, you know, and Jim's going to say, don't say no, but at least say goodbye.
Who's two and one?
Number two should not come to any surprise to anybody.
Give the devil his due. The man has, since having the U.S. strap, since gone now.
He's revitalized that United States Championship. He's done what people have asked. Like, okay, people gave him crap about the five moves of doom. He changed it and he added some things in there. They gave him crap and said that, oh, they've given the U.S. title crap and said, oh, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Well, John Cena took it and friggin' said, I'll do U.S. Open Challenge. And bam, it's popular again.
He's now up to 7 moves of doom and a springboard stunner.
That sucks. Anyway, but it's the 12th year in a row he's been in the top 10.
Yeah.
So he's got to be doing something right.
People Power is running the PWI, Michael.
Wait a minute. I just realized how he could have learned some of these moves.
Oh, God. Yeah. He's called up every person in the top 10 is like, hey, I'm going to borrow some of your
moves. No. Let's just say what happens off camera during Total Divas shoots with Nikki stays off
camera. Oh, no. That's more chain wrestling than Kama Sutra. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Number one.
Number one, a wrist lock that Cena can't do to save his life. Just like,
so,
like he knows how to do
an arm bar. No.
Okay.
Moss Crow.
Who's number one?
You are number six. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm over 9,000.
Ronda Rousey is not on this list.
Should be.
I know. But your 2015 PWI wrestler, the man of the top 500 wrestlers in the world, ladies and gentlemen, some kid from Iowa.
Okay.
Who still wants his damn statue?
that's where I was confused. I'm like,
and you know what? He deserves it.
He does.
Yeah.
He has exceeded all of my expectations. He was the one I didn't think was gonna get far when the Shield broke up.
Mm-hmm. And he's excelled and has, look at just about every one of his pay-per-view or network title matches. He's shown us something new each time. And he continues to add to his arsenal. And he's also the perfect dick heel.
Well, him and Owens, but yes, I think because of where his booking is, he's just so good at it. And he did an interview recently saying, look, that's what I'm here for. If you hate me for being a champion, that's what means I'm doing the job right.
Exactly. And I was going to make a comment about the fact that Rollins acts like a big dick because he has to compensate.
Oh, no, people.
No.
So you mean if he was to reenact the dick in a box music video, he'd have to use like a ring box?
I wasn't going to speculate on size. I just
Christmas, dick in a box, Kwanzaa, dick in a box.
That is one tiny box.
But that's what she said. But now we know who his new security is going to be now that J&J are out. We're going to bring back Big Dick Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
No, at Big Dick Dudley.
We can't do that because...
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Have Sign Guy in there just to have the word dick on his sign. Sign Guy says it all without having to say a word.
Seth Rollins, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the team of Seth Rollins, Big Dick Johnson, and Sign Guy, the Von Dick family.
Ready for action! Okay.
No.
Sorry. Yeah,
Steve, we got to have a field day with those penis references.
Okay, let's stop dicking around and let's move on.
Get on with it.
Put it back in your pants, anyway.
That's high time. That's high time.
What happened to my show? What did you do to my show?
Lay off my show!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to NAWC After Dark.
Oh my.
The Triple X Addiction.
It's really legit. Oh my.
Okay, back to you in the studio, Nikki.
Get the bricks! Yeah!
And we just had Super Kick Party. Yay.
So.
Oh, the thing I was going to mention.
Yes.
Talking about the fallout of Royal Rumble this past year. Well, I think this year's Royal Rumble hurts the cause for this next little bit of news that WrestleChat and Bret and company were all over. It appears that Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia, in one of his last acts as mayor, and this is really to cement his legacy more than anything else, I think, wants to bring WrestleMania 34 to Philadelphia. Lincoln Financial Field.
That's a wreck, Chuck.
I beg your pardon.
I hope he does it, just because then we wouldn't have Philly's only WrestleMania being WrestleMania 15, which, no offense
sucked.
To it, was a one-match show.
Yeah, put to you this way, in the pantheon of WrestleMania's history, it's a top three worst.
Yeah.
Hell in a kennel.
Although I do have to applaud a friend of mine who did one when... go to that one, and the battle royal to determine who would face the tag team champions. They didn't even wait for the cue in for when Goldberg was coming out. They started chanting that anyway.
And we still hold Michael Cole over the fire for giving away the main event results pitching the Home Shopping Network. I actually did buy the talking Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt from Home Shopping Network.
Oh, man.
One wash and that thing was toast because we forgot to take out the battery pack.
You're lucky you still had a washing machine after that.
I'm lucky I didn't get kicked out of school for it because, come on, it was a little profane.
Well, yeah.
So, anywho, especially since I know that it sounds like WrestleMania 33 is going to be right around the corner.
Literally from you, yeah.
Yes.
That whatever the heck that thing is going to be stadium for the Vikings.
Yeah, that I'm already paying for, so I should get a discount on my damn tickets.
Discount double check.
But the question is, let's see. WrestleMania 31 was play button. WrestleMania 32 is star. What would the logo be for WrestleMania 33?
A Viking. Or Mary Tyler Moore's beret.
There we go.
Oh, God. Now I've got this image of the Bellas doing the Mary Tyler Moore intro.
I'd rather see Santino try to do it.
Santina! Yeah. I want Santina back.
I miss WrestleMania.
You're gonna make it after all.
Full disclosure, I did play that in my car when I was moving up here.
But did you go to that area of the street and toss a hat in the air?
No, I still haven't done that. I need somebody to come with me to take a picture of me throwing my hat in the air.
It's because
I want to do it. There's a statue out there.
Yeah, there is.
And I want to take a picture with the statue.
It's like one of those things you have to do. Like in Philadelphia, you have to run up the rocky steps at the Art Museum.
Right.
In New York, you have to climb up the Empire State Building and swat away airplanes or something, like your King Kong. What? No, that doesn't happen.
No, there's a bunch of things you have to do when you go to New York City, and I think I covered a few of them. You have to ride in a New York taxi.
Right.
You have to take the subway downtown to Chinatown. Thank you, Jericho.
Oh, jeez.
We did that.
How did you live?
I'll tell you what, the station we got off at. Anyway, I had my.
Oh, you mean that Chinatown? Oh, thank goodness. Oh. I thought you meant, well, never mind what I thought.
No, we're not going to Joni Lawler's town, no.
No.
X-Pac got there and got even fricasseed more heat. Yes.
And yet she's still obsessed with riding Triple H's sledgehammer, pun intended.
Yes.
You Fifth Harmony here.
But yeah, you go down to the stock exchange. You take your picture with the bull. You go to, you have a New York hot dog.
Go to L&B Spumoni Gardens. No, you go to Coney
Jason
Island. You get a Nathan's.
Yeah, and Borrow. Jason still owes me a pizza. Anyway,
yeah, and we're talking a full pizza here. Block.
Yeah.
Come on now, don't cheap out.
But
I shouldn't get on Jason's case. He paid me back finally after the New York Rangers bet. Ha, 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 Rangers suck.
But yeah, little things like that. I mean, I did the New York taxi cab, the subway downtown to Chinatown. I've had a New York hot dog. In fact, I had it on Wall Street and called my father and said it was my first investment.
Best investment you could probably made.
Actually, it was a pretty damn good hot dog, too.
One of those carts, right?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, that's the only way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only way. Now, I haven't. The bad news is when I flew into New York, the one time I flew into New York, we flew into LaGuardia.
Ooh.
We had a cheap hotel, went to Rumble 08, and then almost got in a fight with the baggage couriers because they didn't understand that we were bubble wrapping and packaging our chairs so that we could get them home.
It all comes full circle in bubble wrap.
Well, that tells me that I think we're running out of show. Tell me why I can't put you through a table.
Because I'm too big for the table.
Yeah, we get the one that Terry Funk used on Ric Flair.
Oh, well, no.
Didn't break.
Hold on, Jim. You're too big for the table. Big Show got put through a table. I'm pretty sure you're smaller than Big Show.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, that table was not very, very breaky, 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 beachy, beachy.
No, that table afterwards was like, oh god, why?
That table's a Jap maggle. They kamikazed on that Japanese table maggle and it didn't break.
See, that's why we need a Big Show to bring a custom table like he did with the chair and the ladder one time.
Yes. we still need to find a way to get a hold of that giant chair and send it to Brian. Yes. And that giant ladder needs to make a comeback. I haven't seen it in a while.
So let's miss it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if we ever get Braun Strowman in a ladder match, we can bring it back for him.
Yeah. So. But, Jim, I'm going to end the show before you end it on us.
Oh, okay. I'm working blue because we're recording on a Saturday. Excuse me.
Well.
Some of us do have standards.
Yeah, who? Thank you.
Yeah, me.
Me, good sir. Me.
Yes, well.
The Australian has standards, all right? Let's just...
Yeah, Foster's. Enough said.
Okay. Quick. Chris,
Jim,
promote something
Jim,
before the pipe runs out.
I swear to God, I'm going to get the biggest My Little Pony. I'm going to wrap that thing up real nice. I'm even, hey, just for you, I'm going to wrap it up in bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap.
And I'm just going to go, enjoy the pony. Enjoy the pony.
I will when I sell it. I'll, you know what? I will enjoy
Shane,
it.
If you really want to give it, you really want to make it bad? I did this to somebody, and I shouldn't have, but that's okay. Ship it and get the biggest pony that you can find. Mm-hmm. Put it in a great big box with packing popcorn.
Oh.
So when he opens that shit goes everywhere.
Yes.
It just reminds
me. My response to what you plan on doing, Shane, eBay rocks. eBay rocks.
I'm just, now you say that with the packing peanuts, I'm just picturing that scene from Short Circuit 2 when Johnny Five came out of the box the first time.
Well, Nikki did that to me with the book she sent me. It just, package went all over the place.
Well, I could have been worse. The stuff that I sent Jason, I used a pony plushie for padding.
Touche. Plugging!
Oh, all right.
Yes, quick, promote something!
All right, now, yeah, let me get my words out here.
English.
Yes. Nikki Heyman and I do a little show called Paper Review, currently on tindeck.com/user/CMWaters, and Carl's not here, so I can't bug him about how that's going with trying to get it on CLW83 yet. But as of now, we have caught up to the Saturday night's main event before SummerSlam 1989, where Nikki got to see the wonder and glory that is Zeus the Human Wrecking Machine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
And before that one, Nikki and I were joined by VRM as we looked at the first War Games of Paper Review with the Great American Bash 1989, and we still think Sting, Flair, and Muda and Funk are still fighting somewhere in an arena around here.
it's crazy, and we had a little fun with the technical difficulties because unfortunately Bash was the one that had a bunch of missing footage.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the Battle Royal at the start. I don't think it happened in any other match, if I remember correctly.
No, we had a few jumps right at the beginning, and it was, as somebody who works in television and understands from the game show community about how much has been lost, we did have a moment of silence for that lost footage, because that was their master.
Yeah. On the plus side, we also got to see Sid for the first time on the thing.
And I still like him.
Yes.
I still like him. I don't care.
He's still the man that came out live on air and said, I have half the brain that you do.
I'm twice the man you are, and I've got half the brains that you do.
Can we do that again? Oh, we're live, buddy.
Yeah, we're live, pal.
Hey, when you come from wherever he damn well pleases, you can do whatever you damn well please.
Yes, indeed.
And he could beat up Mean Gene. I don't think too many people would be upset.
Well, Flair would be upset because he can't then go, Mean! Woo! Back on Gene!
It's not fair to Flair! I can't wait till you get to the Rumble with Flair. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I've told Nikki she has to watch that Rumble match before we recorded just to hear the commentary.
Yes.
I was going to say, I was just going to put down my headset and watch it. No. I'm just going to watch it and just listen in all its glory. And take notes. Lots and lots of notes.
What the hell? Ring the bell.
But... Yeah. But anyway, yes, tindeck.com/user/CMWaters. That is where you can find Paper Review. Watch it. Watch it alongside your version on the network, or if you have a DVD, VHS, Blu-ray, U-matic, VCD, UMD, whatever version of the show you have. Follow along with us and send Nikki Heyman a copy, especially if you can find a way to get it on Laserdisc.
I know how to get I have access to a Laserdisc player.
Okay. And on a personal promotion thing, this is a little more serious now, I've been having a little financial trouble, so anybody that's listening that can help me out here, go to GoFundMe.com/TN3H5DTC. And for you people, I'll put it in the chat. So, chat, if you can help me, can find. If not, I understand because I know about financial troubles myself.
And how much? It's probably none of my business, but how much have you raised?
70 of my 340 goal.
Okay.
Yay.
So, okay. Shane, you normally don't have anything to promote, but I ask anyway.
No, I just would like to give a shout out, though, and say happy birthday to Sin Cara. Who's
Which one?
Hunico.
Okay.
Yes. Happy birthday to Hunico, but I'm just going to call him Sin Cara, because the other guy's called Mystico now. You might as well just friggin', yeah.
Yeah.
I just call him Hunikara.
Sin Cara, Sin Cara, friendly neighborhood Sin Cara.
We've got to get him to the thread.
Yes.
Sin Cara is 60 Spider-Man. It's a meme, man.
It's a song, legit.
I know, but it's also a crazy meme done with stills from that cartoon.
Better than the Sidey Man thing we did years ago. My goodness.
I don't even want to know.
You don't want to. No.
So how about you do this and promote something?
Hello, friends. We've got all sorts of exciting things on CLW83.com. The BS Big Show, we had a draft. Oh, did we have a draft, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean beer. We did the BSFFL draft, American and national conferences, all sorts of good times were had when 11 people, me included, pretty much just yacked it up for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Listen for that. Touch 'em All is now in pennant chase mode. We have lots to talk about, especially in the broadcasting realm. Vin Scully's coming back for another year, but it looks like it'll be his last year. Also, Kurt Schilling inserts foot in mouth, and Jessica Mendoza becomes the first female analyst in the booth for ESPN baseball coverage, and she's pretty damn good. And she just recently was announced to be keeping that position for the rest of the season. Good on you.
Awesome.
Yay. We also talk about the domestic violence policy in baseball. We talk about the playoffs and the series we should be watching for this week, and there are a couple of good ones. All that and more on Touch 'Em All. Pixel Nation with Brian Henniker still going strong. WLTI Live makes its re-debut, its fourth season debut later this coming week, as we look back on the summer season of game and reality programming and look ahead to a busy fall, no fewer than 10 premieres in the month of September. Game shows are back, ladies and gentlemen. They're in vogue. Cheeky monkey. And you can listen to all of these things on CLW83.com, Stitcher Radio, Player.fm, the TuneIn Radio app, and, heck, we'll go door-to-door if we have to make sure you can listen to this cutting-edge podcast-like programming.
And I'm going to add a quick bonus plug here. It's nothing related to me or anything, since you mentioned the game shows.
Yes.
If you people haven't already, look up Wink Martindale's YouTube page.
Oh, yes. The Winker.
Yes. Especially his vault stuff that he's had, because he's got some good stuff there that you would not remember, but it's been locked away, including, I think on there they have Alex Trebek's first game show, some weird one from Canada with...
Pitfall,
thank you.
It wasn't his first show, but it was one he liked to forget because he didn't get paid.
Right. So, yeah, if you can find his YouTube page, look it up. It's some fun stuff on there.
Most recently, he added the pilot for Gambit in the late 70s. So,
yeah. I was just reminded because a friend of mine showed me another thing of some Price is Right footage from because of the show's 43rd anniversary recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I still thank you guys for finding me that one April Fool's showcase that had been stuck in my brain for most of my life.
Was that the one? Was that from the Olsen era when Johnny Olsen was announcing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where the cars like completely totaled?
Where they send the they're all acting kind of drunk. They send a television screaming across the stage and it breaks.
Oh yes, I remember this now. Yes.
Yeah. And I've had that stuck in my head for years, and I wasn't sure if I'd saw it or if I dreamt it. And thank you.
Come on down with us next week, won't you?
Yes, indeed. Do come back and continue to listen to the North American Wrestling Connection for Bad News Beeman, who has had way too much fun on the show. For Chris Waters, who I am going to discuss further some of his comments after we are off the air. And for Jim Williams, who knows he loves his ponies any way he can.
I beg your pardon.
Chris, bad news in your future. You are screwed.
Yes.
So, but I will be nice to you, Jim, and I will at least let everybody know we had a good time.
This program was pre-recorded, so the cast would have time to make a getaway.